Oh, it's bee meat, of course. That's all we eat. This naturally puzzles you, and you ask if they mean the meat of the little insects that gather honey. They laugh and take you to the window. There are some bees there, they say, pointing to their neighbors in the next house. Good Lord, you exclaim. You don't mean you eat people? And they look at you in a puzzled way and say, we eat bees. How atrocious, you reply. Do you keep them penned up? Why on earth would we do that? Your host asks. To keep them from running away, of course. Puzzled, they explain that the bees would never run away because their own food, the A's, live just across the street. Well, I won't weary you with all your outraged exclamations and their baffled explanations. Eventually, you understand the whole ghastly scheme. A's are eaten by B's, and B's are eaten by C's, and C's, in turn, are eaten by A's. It's all perfectly democratic and friendly, but of course it's perfectly dreadful to you, and you ask how they can stand to live in this lawless way. What do you mean, lawless? They asked. We have a law, which is the foundation of our success, and we follow it invariably. Here at last is the puzzle. Without asking them, how can you discover what their law is? Well, obviously their law is that A's eat C's and B's eat A's and C's eat B's. These are food preferences. No law is required. I need something more to go on, then. You have three other things to go on. They have a law, follow it invariably, and have a highly successful society. Well, I suppose it's something like, be cool. I'm not asking you to guess what the law is, Ishmael said. I'm asking you to devise a method for discovering what the law is. I slid down in my chair and stared at the ceiling, and at last I said, observation, careful observation over a long period. That's more like it. What would you be looking for? For what they didn't do, for what they never did. Good. But how would you eliminate irrelevancies? For example, they may never throw rocks at the moon, but this wouldn't necessarily be prohibited. True. Well, let's see. According to them, following this law has given them a society that works very well. This would eliminate irrelevancies. The fact that they never throw rocks at the moon wouldn't give them a society that works well. Let's see. I'd be closing in on it from two sides. From one side, I'd be saying, what is it that makes this society work? And from the other side, I'd be saying, what is it they don't do that makes this society work? Bravo. Now, since you've worked this out so brilliantly, I'm going to give you a break. For the first time in history, someone has broken the law. This should be a big help to you. What did this person do? I'm not going to tell you that. He did things the others never do. Study his life, and you'll see what they are. I said, okay, I can see that this gives me another guide. I now have three. One, what makes their society work well? Two, what they never do. And three, what he did that they never do. Very good, said Ishmael. These are precisely the three guides you have to the law we're looking for here. The community of life on this planet has worked beautifully for 3 billion years. The takers draw back in horror from this community, thinking it to be a place of lawless chaos where every creature goes in terror of its life. But those of your species who actually live in this community don't find it to be so. And they'll fight to the death rather than be separated from it. It is, in fact, an orderly community. The green plants are food for the plant eaters, which are food for the predators, and some of these predators are food for still other predators, and what's left over is food for the scavengers, who return to the earth nutrients needed by the green plants. It's a system that has worked magnificently for billions of years. Filmmakers love footage of gore and battle, but any naturalist will tell you that the species are not at war with one another. The lion that comes across a herd of gazelles doesn't massacre them as an enemy would. It kills one, not to satisfy its hatred, but to satisfy its hunger. And once it has made its kill, the gazelles will go on grazing with the lion right in their midst. All this comes about because there is a law that is followed invariably within the community, and without this law, the community would indeed be in chaos and would quickly disintegrate and disappear. Man owes his very existence to this law. If the species around him had not obeyed it, he could not have come into being or survived. It's the peacekeeping law, a law that protects not only the community as a whole, but species within the community and even individuals. Do you understand? I understand, but I have no idea what the law is. I'm pointing to its effects. Oh, okay.